Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week, our Heartbeat, I think, actually follows along really well from last week's, which last week's Heartbeat was all about seeking after God. And this week, you share a story about a man who seeks after God. And his name is Stratford Caldicott, who you'd not heard of before. How did you discover him?
I really don't know. I was reading. Mm. I like to read. Mm. I like to investigate how other people came to know God, because not all of them are born into a family who are Christian. Mm. And I came across him, so I actually did a bit more research on him. And, yeah, I guess it does follow on from seeking after God that he didn't quite know what he was seeking after, but he was seeking after truth, after this I guess, existence of something beyond time and space, which we know is God. But what was amazing, I just love it, in the journey, God was seeking after him. He recognized later, that was God, that was God, that was God. Yeah.
It was interesting because I'm doing some study at the moment, and the last few weeks of our study is particularly talking about how in every heart of mankind, humans, is this desire and searching and longing for God. And we don't all know that that's necessarily what we're longing for, but I think we all know that feeling of wanting more or thinking about
better,
the purpose
or,
of life.
Yes.
And to me, when you were sharing this story about this gentleman, that's what made me think about that desire that each of us as a human has.
Well, I also liked it because he was born in 1953, so a man of our times. Mm. He died only in 2014, so quite young.
Yeah.
But just the amazing gift and intellect he was, but he didn't just leave it at that and thought, well, I'm so gifted in this. Mm. He was seeking. He was searching. He wanted the best that he could be, and he wanted the best for his life, and so he wanted to find the best, and the best was God. But he didn't know that at the beginning. But I do get inspired. This is what it is. It inspires me in my walk and journey with God, in my faith, because other people have questioned. Is there God? You know, like I spoke about a while back, some questions that we might ask. But also that he's a modern day man. You know, we can look at the Bible and it's wonderful, all these, but you can sometimes people go, oh, yeah, well, that happened back in the olden days, not now. Well, it does happen now.
It kind of makes you feel, I suppose, validated that our own questions that we have are okay.
Because everyone has those normal questions that we can have.
Yeah,
yes.
And that's our pursuit of God.
That's our journey.
Asking those questions and finding those answers. You said something that I thought was really interesting, was that trusting someone is more than just being introduced to them. Trust comes from relationship. And you said that, I think, because he had mentioned something about trust. Well,
but also faith comes more than just doing the ritual of.
Yes, yeah.
It's the encounter with God.
Yeah, and it made me think, well, our relationship with God, when we have that relationship with him, that's when we can begin to trust.
Yeah.
Because you're right, when I meet someone for the first time, I don't just automatically trust them necessarily.
No, we don't know
it's
them.
Over time, that you get to know them. And so what I was thinking was, you then share the story of how, like, he has this head knowledge and these, I suppose, lots of questions and thinking about my life, what God, who is God, and questioning that. But then it intersects when he meets a woman of faith. And that's when he gets, I suppose, the heart experience of faith.
Well, he fell in love, which is a heart thing, not just a head thing.
Yeah.
And he was trying to then reconcile the head with the heart. Because the head and the heart with this woman, then, because your heart actually encompasses all areas of your life, not just in a love situation, you know, in a relationship with a person. And so all the things that he'd been thinking, intellect, his because amazing intellect, because he was an author, a publisher, a blogger in literature, education, theology, economics, geometry, art. Like, he was just a brain. But then he was trying to reconcile this brain with then the heart of humanity, the heart of himself, and he found the heart of God.
Yeah. And it made me think, what are our stepping stones to seeking after God? Because you shared at one point that he was reading. I've written down his reading was stepping stones. So
yes.
I think I meant by that, like, all of his reading that he did to get knowledge into himself were stepping stones that God used to bring him closer to him.
Yes.
So it made me think, what are my stepping stones in my life?
What has God used in my
that
life?
That God has used in my life. Exactly. What has God used in my life to draw me closer to him?
So far, looking
yeah,
back.
Yeah, well, that's
saying,
right. Yeah. So for me, in some sense, yes, it will be intellect. For me, it will be my family, the life, the family that I've been blessed with and that bringing up. But for some people, it could be the situations that have occurred in their life that caused them to be more compassionate towards people. And
it could be trauma that did it.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring in pain and suffering, but God uses what different stepping stones he may need to use to reach us.
Mm. And it goes back to, once again, the things I've been reading in the Catechism. It talks about how God blesses us with grace and he already prepares in us a preparation in us to be ready to receive him.
Yes.
So he's already given us grace.
He's already softened the heart or softened the intellect or broadened some circumstances where we'd think a little bit differently. Yes, yes.
And so to this week, sometimes hearing people's stories, I think you do have to take it and go, well, what does that mean for me? And for me, it was just this encouragement that God knows me. He knows my gifts, my abilities, my intellect.
Where I'm at, the circumstances I'm in.
And God seeks after me as much as he wants me to, or not as much as he seeks after me completely, but then he also wants me to seek after him. But first knowing that God is seeking after me.
Yes.
Like, God is putting all these things in my life.
He hasn't forgotten about anybody. Because sometimes we think that. He's forgotten about me. It's okay for that a person who's got intellect. It's okay for that person that I've read about or whatever or I've heard share a story.
We discount ourselves though, but we go, oh, but not for me. Yeah.
But God does it for you too. Everyone.
So the weekly challenge this week, I think, is to think about what are the stepping stones in your life. If you look back, what are the stepping stones that God has placed in your life to bring you closer to him? And that will be different for each of us.
Yes.
So that's the weekly challenge. We hope that that conversation has really blessed you. We hope that that does make you think about how does that relate in your life. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.